I know that seems a little bit out there, but if you really sit and think about it, if our body is holding the frequency of 963, do we really need anything else? I mean, that's the advanced human. That's where I see us going. How long it'll take us to get there, I don't know, but I'm pretty determined to experience at least another 50% of our potential. When we start to turn on that frequency, the cell already knows that there's an intelligence there, and it also knows that it has the ability to hold that frequency. Then we get to actively participate in that frequency consciously.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Wendy Myers. Welcome to the Myers Detox Podcast. And today we've got a really interesting show. We've got Jules Arnas on the show, and she's going to be talking about bioquantum skincare. So using skincare that has frequencies infused into it that not only dramatically improve the health and the appearance of your skin, but also your physical body as well. Also kind of raising your consciousness as well. So our guest today, Jules, started her walk with spirit at the age of 16 when she had a chance encounter with a woman that saw her gift as a seer. And through the synergy of connecting with her soul family, she was revealed a method to transform cellular intelligence. And with over 30 years in vibrational healing and multiple accreditations, Jules developed her superpower of tracing energy patterns to find the beliefs or programs that keep us in the cycle of aging and disease. So she created DECU and DMT codes in bioquantum delivery systems as a pathway to shifting from molecular to frequency, so from the physical to energetic. And these cutting-edge methods lead us to finding the true power of becoming bioquantum. And you can learn more about Jules and her really interesting beauty care and supplement and product line at becomingbioquantum.com/Wendy. And if you go to that link, you get a 22% off all of the products on her website. Jules, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into the kind of like the bioquantum space and the beauty product space?
I feel like it's been a journey getting here, but really I started studying energy and tracing energy, reading energy, using energy for healing at the age of 16. And I think a lot of people can understand what it would be like to just follow the breadcrumbs. And I really feel like that's what my life has been, not really knowing exactly where I was going. I just always took the little hints and did the next right step. And it kind of led me to being here. In 2015, a friend of mine passed away. And that's really probably when the biggest shift happened for me, because I started really connecting to frequency patterns that were at a much higher level than I was before that. And a lot of it was just our connection and the ability to trace his energy at those higher levels. And through that, I actually started channeling information, which brought in the Ormus, which we'll talk about, scalar frequency, how to code frequency, how to keep it in a quantum level at the frequency of 963, and then how to put all of that into a product. So I don't know if you want more detail than that, but there definitely is a fun story behind the skincare itself.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting, because for me, I love taking care of my skin and using high quality beauty products. But for me, at this point in my life, I only want to use frequency infused beauty products, because they're going to be so much more powerful than any moisturizer, which, you know, moisturizing is important, but also any kind of active you can use, or which are great topical actives that, you know, perform and do different positive things. But why not use frequencies as well to add infinite amounts of benefit? So I want to talk about the specific frequencies that you use in your products, but let's talk about DMT first. So what is that exactly, and why do you put it into a serum? So you have this serum right here that's called the DMT 963 Scalar Blend. So what is that exactly?
So that's our essential oil blend. So we have the DMT, and then we actually have some other ones. We have oxytocin, melatonin, and dopamine. And then we also have one for melatonin. So the way that you could see DMT is what we're using it on a frequency level. So the frequency of DMT, and I'm talking about the actual chemical of DMT that people are reaching when they do psychedelics and that sort of thing. But you can measure that. It's 963. So 963 hertz is the frequency of DMT. But what's really interesting is that's also the measured frequency of source, or whatever word you want to put there. And what we're finding is that that frequency and all frequencies have an intelligence. So we're really tapping into what that intelligence is and how we can actually learn to hold consciousness in that intelligence. And so you are conscious, your cells are also conscious. And this is all being backed up by science now, which is really exciting that consciousness isn't just in the mind, that your body is actually conscious. And so when we start to bring in these frequencies, and all of our products hold the frequency of 963, it's not just that one oil, all of them are holding the frequency of 963. And that what it's doing is it's activating that frequency that's already inside of you. Because you already are the frequency of source, if you will. And so it's helping your body remember that that's its innate being, that it has the ability to hold that frequency. So you can think of it, if your body is holding that frequency of 963, right now, the average human is vibrating at 7.5 hertz. That's a huge difference in frequency. And for me, what I'm finding is that the higher our frequency gets, not just in what we're feeling, but the actual physical form, is when we start to break looping cycles of age and disease. We start to break out of the looping cycles of all of the illusions that we've agreed to, and we don't even know that we're doing it.
Yeah, I've actually listened to frequency imprinted music and other things at 963 hertz, because that is the universal consciousness, or when you're trying to get into like a different state, or maybe you're wanting to pray or connecting with source or God, like that's the frequency that you want to use. And I found that really interesting. I recognized that immediately when I saw your products, that you're infusing the 963, which is really, really interesting.
I love that you're doing that. And so for me, it's, yes, you're applying a product, but the technology behind it, you'll see on all of our products, we have a little symbol. And that symbol is a scalar technology. It's how we're delivering the quantum frequency into the products. And the idea is to take the way the cells are working now. So right now, all the cells of your body are searching its environment, right? So it's, am I safe? Do I need this? It's always looking into its environment in order to function. Well, what the scalar technology does is it actually shifts that. I call it turning it inside out. And it starts to turn on that frequency of 963 in the DNA, because the DNA is actually encoded. A lot of people are talking about the other 90% of our DNA that we're not using. So whether you want to call them dormant codes, whatever you want to see, junk DNA is a lot of times what you'll hear. But when we start to turn on that frequency, the cell already knows that there's an intelligence there. And it also knows that it has the ability to hold that frequency. Then we get to actively participate in that frequency consciously. So when we start to turn that frequency on a cellular level, our body literally starts to function differently, because it's not looking in its environment to find out what it is or what it should be doing. It's actually attuning to the intelligence of that frequency. And you can see it like kind of turning on that sun. It's just shining. It's not looking on the other side to be told what to do or to see if it's safe. It's just holding that frequency.
Yeah, and this is how everything in the planet works. That you have the DMT blend with the 963 scalar in it. You, when you're using any essential oil, they all resonate at different frequencies. And that's one of the ways in which they work. Like rose essential oil has the highest frequency of any essential oil. It's a 400 plus, I believe, hertz. And then, so it's interesting that you imprinted this essential oil with the 963. And then let's talk about what Ormus is exactly. So you have another product that has Ormus in it. So it's Ormus Activator. So what is Ormus exactly?
Ormus, it stands for Orbited Rearranged Monoatomic Element or Unidentified Substance. So it's an element that's been put into a spin state, and so it's always moving. So you can see normally if you were to look at an element under a microscope, you would look at it and be like, oh, that's going to be copper. Oh, that's going to be gold. Well, with an Ormus, because it's always spinning and it's in that state, you'll actually see it under the microscope, but then it goes away and then it comes back because it's orbiting. And they can say it's a fifth dimensional element because it is moving out of what we can see, but it's not actually going anywhere. It's just shifting dimensions, if you will. And what they're finding that it's doing is it's advancing consciousness. It's extending telomere length. It's partially reversing aging. But what we're using it for is that we're also adding this intelligence or this frequency to it. And once that happens and you're ingesting something or you're putting it on your skin, you can use it either way, you're bringing an element that's both form and spirit or an element that's already multidimensional or quantum into your body, onto your skin, into your cells. So you're reminding your body, oh, I'm actually this too. And then we're coding it with this intelligence to remember that, oh, you can identify in your environment, or you can identify in this intelligence or the frequency of 963. And the body already knows that that's where it's supposed to be. So it starts to kind of pull back on all the distortion and the illusions that it's holding and starts to move back into its innate being.
On this podcast, we talk a lot about bioenergetics and energy medicine and using frequencies in different ways to impart different results that people want in their health. And how this works is essentially bioresonance. When you introduce a certain frequency to your body, your cells will then kind of resonate at that same frequency. It picks up on those frequencies in our body. You know, that's how it picks it up. And that imparts a physical change to our physical being as well. And I think it's much easier to introduce certain frequencies to our body, which then sends messages to our physical body to make the physical changes that we're looking to make, like anti-aging or what have you, or you can have more of a relaxed nervous system or whatever it is that you're looking to do, reduce stress. You can accomplish that using frequencies like that. And why not use that in your beauty care as well?
I think the biggest part is that most people are experiencing their life through their five senses. But then we have this whole other part of us that really that other 90% isn't the physical seeing, hearing, touching, all of those different things. And when we start to introduce a frequency, then we really amplify that other 90%. And so however we experience that is going to be what you're really most passionate about, right? Like for some people, it's going to be advancing their physical body. For some people, it's going to be advancing consciousness. For some people, it's going to be, I just want to feel happy. But whatever it is when we're adding frequency, we're starting to attune to those subtle energies that opens us up to the other 90% of our potential. And that's really where the happiness is. It's not in just this dense, everything is just so dense, right? It's like dense this, dense that. And so it kind of opens us up to this other magical place where we start to see just how powerful we are. And for me, that's everything, is when we start to feel empowered within our own body, within our happiness, whatever it is that you want to put there, we start to open up to a whole new way of living.
Tell me about the Ormus a little bit. So you have this Scalar 33 Ormus Activator. And so what are some of the changes or benefits or things that people will feel once they're using this?
So just some physical things is helping scars and kind of diminish. If you have something that's actually actively open, it helps heal it a lot faster. But what I love also is you can think about your skin, in that a lot of people are doing things to treat the skin. So they're doing the lasers and the peels and all of these different things. And Yeah, they get results, but in the long run, they're actually damaging the cells. It does. It's if you really think about it, it's like, why are we damaging our cells in order to get results? What we want to do is heal ourselves, like remind ourselves of what they are when they're in a perfect form. And that's what the ormus really does, more on a physical level, is that it speeds up healing, but it's also raising the frequency of our cells, of course, and it's putting them into what I call a higher spin state, which is also going to reduce the wrinkles and give that more of that youthful glow and all of that. More on a conscious level, it does raise your frequency. And if you kind of play with, I always say it has its own intelligence. And the more you can be subtle about what it's telling you, then you can start to have a lot of fun with it. Like I put it in my water every day. I'll do a couple drops before I work out just to like boost my energy and my frequency, different things like that.
I'm going to put this in my water right now because I know the ormus activator. So is this something, so you obviously are going to put this on your or your skin, correct? Or, but you can put it in your water as well.
Yeah, I just started playing with it on. So we just got this. It's called the Quantum. Oh, I don't know if you can see it because I have my, but it's the Quantum Body Cream. And so we're using it to spin the cells at a higher frequency. So what I've been doing it is just on different areas of my body that I want to reshape. I'm putting the ormus on first. So I just put a couple drops of ormus and rub it. And then I'm putting the body cream on over it. And I've only been doing it for 4 days now. But maybe I'm just like, oh, I think it's doing something. But it really is, if anything, is starting to tighten my skin, which is really amazing.
Yes, and we all want that. That's
I know.
exactly what I am looking for. I'm trying all kinds of different things. Been doing the collagen and doing the colostrum and just all kinds of little things. But for me, frequency is where it's at. We have to tend to our physical body, of course. We have to give our skin the nutrients it needs. But if you really want to see results, you do need to incorporate some sort of a different frequency mechanisms. Like I have a My Health device and I do the skin setting and anti-aging settings on that. That's part of the Nest Health system. I do anti-aging frequencies on my Rife device. I do collagen and silica on my Rife that sends frequencies through plasma to my body. And I use frequency skincare as well. So can't get enough of it. And so you also have another thing here called the Scalar 33 Serum. And so what's in that exactly and what's that doing?
Yeah, so it has this technology in it that so when you're it's absorbing into your skin, it's first of all it's pulling on moisture from the environment. So it's like if there's moisture in the air, it's actually pulling that into your skin. And then it's creating these little tiny spheres that it layer in between the layers of your skin. So it's holding moisture in the different layers of your skin. And it does a lot of other great things too. But that's kind of like the highlight product is it's just amazing. Like I feel like I should have studied it a little bit more before getting on. I'm just gonna be super honest. I use it every day. I actually give it to my daughter because she has acne and it's helping with her scars. It's helping with the acne. So it's also very healing in a lot of ways. But then just adding the quantum technology to it. Honestly, I feel like once you add the quantum technology to a product, it doesn't even matter what the product is at that point because it's just kind of what you're saying. It's like if we're going to use a product, we definitely need to be using it on a frequency level because the biggest part of us is frequency.
Yeah, it's exactly how our body works. That's why the future of medicine is energy medicine. And that's why I talk about frequencies and energy so much now on this podcast, because it's a huge component of like what I do for my health, for beauty, for anti-aging and longevity. And so I'm just trying to introduce this concept to the audience here. Just for anyone that may not be familiar with these concepts, what exactly is bioquantum?
Well, bioquantum is kind of our trademark name. So, first of all, but it's working with the quantum system on obviously on a biology level. And really what we're doing is we're advancing the way that our body is functioning more on into a quantum level, because like we said before, your body is already multidimensional, but you're having the experience of your body in density because we're observing through consciousness that's held in the frequency of, if you want to say it, third dimensional consciousness, fourth dimensional consciousness, however you want to see it. But there is another level where our body is already held in that frequency of 963. And whether you want to see it on a dimensional level, on a frequency level, it's all the same, right? But when we're consistently adding these frequencies to our body starts to identify in that frequency over the frequency that we're experiencing it consciously. And what I find really interesting is that the more that we're doing this, and I don't know if you're having this experience or not yet, but that our consciousness almost starts to catch up with our body. It's like our body is starting to vibrate higher than what we're vibrating at. And then we start to have the experience of the intelligence that's held there. And then we start to kind of unravel. I call it the way that our DNA is functioning right now is very distorted. But a big part of that distortion is only because we're agreeing to the illusion of what we've created, but there's so much more. So bioquantum to me is turning on that other 90% and actually experiencing it consciously, because it's one thing to have it turned on because it's already turned on. We're just not experiencing it consciously.
And then you also have this interesting card here. So it's like this copper looking card. And it's got some writing on the back. And so what exactly is this doing? I find this really interesting.
So those are our DMT codes. So everything that we do is around coding. So we have the evolution technology that's delivering the frequency of 963. And then we have 12 DMT codes. So each of those codes is doing something. So it's basically working on the distortion of the DNA and the way consciousness is held in it. So each one of those little things is doing, so one of them could be, let's say 932 could be helping you fall asleep. So it's delivering a specific frequency that's helping you fall asleep. And so there's one for anti-aging, that's different things. But I have it actually in the back of my phone. I stick it in a little thing here. So it's an EMF protector. You can bring it to the restaurants and tap it on your water and structure your water before you drink it. You can use it on your food. It's just raising basically whatever you are putting it on. It's going to work on that quantum level to raise the frequency to 963.
Okay, fantastic. And so are there any other uses for it? Like how should you sleep with it under your pillow, or, you know, should you have it on your body, or are there any like other specific instructions for using it?
Yeah. So on the back, you'll have one for pain. And there's people that literally will stick it in their bra and they just wear them everywhere they go. So a lot of people will use quantum technology in that way. This is no different. If you have pain in your body, put it on that part of your body. So whether you actually do the codes or not, you don't necessarily have to, but it is kind of nice because I see it like a Google system. I call it Googling instead of Googling. So you're basically just pressing on specific codes and you're turning on that frequency on a cellular level because the codes are connected to the DNA. It's working very much on a cellular level. So if you're in pain and you do the DMT codes for pain, you're turning on that frequency in the DNA. And that's what that other symbol is doing, is working specifically with the DNA. So it's kind of like, okay, well, what do I need to know? Or what do I need to experience? You can just put in the code by using it, turning it on, and then you have the experience of it consciously.
Do you have to do anything specifically, or just need to like hold the card or have it near your body?
Yeah. So we were having a lot of fun with this at a convention. People would come over and we would ask, well, what are you wanting to experience? And a lot of them were like, oh my gosh, there's just so much going on. I just feel really scattered. So they just need to feel a little more grounded. So we would just give them the card and just literally have them just pick the one that they were most attracted to and put their thumb on it and for like a minute. And then it was like, just me doing this now, I can feel it shifting my body because I've done it so much, but you feel the shift, right? And then once the shift is there, you have the choice. Okay, I can go back to the experience I just left, or I can stay here. And now that you know what it feels like, you just go and experience that. So that was one way. And a lot of times people would do it and then they'd end up coming back. Everything just changed for me. They're like, I was trying to figure out what changed. And then I remembered I did the card. So it's really subtle, but it's also, if you pay attention, it's not so subtle.
People are more sensitive than others. Like there are some people that they're like, there's 20% of the planet is the hypersensitive people. And there's other people maybe not as in touch with their body from trauma, or they can be, people can be very disconnected physically from their body. And these might be the people that don't feel frequencies as much or don't feel a shift. Cause I work with a lot of patients and I do energy medicine with them and bioenergetic modalities. And not everyone feels a shift in their body. That doesn't mean, is it working? It just means maybe you're not as sensitive or in tune with, you know, different energetic modalities to say a highly sensitive person.
I love that you say that. And I also feel like the more that somebody is willing to kind of hang out there, the more they do start to sensitize to the energy and to the frequency, because I feel like that's part of what the frequency is doing. And just like anything else, if we focus on that, then it's going to start to get, it's just like working out. At the beginning, you may have absolutely no muscle. And then the more you go and the more you experience it, the stronger you get. And I feel like what we're talking about is in what I call intuitive powers. It's our intuition. And not everybody feels, right? Some people just have a knowing and other people see it, other people hear it. So when we say feel, I like to kind of open it up to whatever way that you receive energy or information that's not through the intellect.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that when you're using any kind of frequency-based modality, you know, sometimes the effects can, you can feel the effects immediately, but some people have to do things for a little while, you know, before, and they notice a big change, a difference, say, using, you know, any kind of energy-based products, like a month prior, they can see a big change. But, you know, I just want to warn people, sometimes, you know, the effects are subtle and cumulative.
Totally agree. We have this, we launched a supplement last year. It's a bioquantum supplement that's working on delivering frequency to the cells. And that's what we're finding is usually it's for people that aren't attuned to frequency. It usually takes about 3 months for them to really feel the frequency in their body and to start getting the benefits from it. So I understand that. I think that's a valid point.
Yes, yes. Let's talk a little bit about like biohacking the advanced human. And so what in your opinion is kind of like the new form or the advanced human? Like what is coming for us in like the next few decades? Because I feel really excited because I feel like there is, you know, like this ascension happening on the planet and there's a lot more people tuning into their intuition and using energy medicine and frequency-based things to really move from like this physical plane of just addressing the skin physically or addressing the body physically with supplements and things like that, and really looking at frequency to dramatically upgrade your health. And what are your thoughts on that?
So I'm going to just go into my personal experience and that we really are going to shift everything. You know, I've been on this path for a really long time, but I started really heavily shifting everything into that frequency of 963 about a year and a half ago. Because before that, I was doing different things through scalar frequency. And I actually have another skincare line that's still doing that. And I decided, okay, I'm going to do the true diagnostic telomere test. I did the whole panel. I had it sent back to me. I had the results and I was like, okay, that's pretty good. Like I'm happy with that. Not even thinking anything of it. Well, my business partner wanted to do it. And I was like, well, I just did it. It hasn't even been, I think it had been like 8 months or something. So it hasn't really been that long, but I'll do it again. Let's do it. So we do it again. My telomere length went from 37 years old to 19 years old in under 10 months.
Wow.
And what I, in my, also my pace of aging went down like over, it was like a couple of months. So when I saw that, I immediately tapped into this place of what is the quantum field? And it's no space, no time. It's the ability to exist beyond the observation of timelines. And we have our concept of what that would be consciously, but our body's going to do it before we understand what's happening. That is the advanced human, is that we're literally going to turn on a frequency in our body to where our body knows that it is existing beyond the third dimension or timelines. And that to me is pretty solid proof that we're going to do it.
Yes, because you're the only person I've had on the show that has better skin than I do. Yeah, and your skin is just glowing. I mean, you look absolutely gorgeous. And so I'm just like, I just started using these products. And so I'm so excited to get some of the, that like to start seeing some of the more benefits and results from using them. I want your skin.
Thank you.
Tell me more about the telomere test that you're doing, because that's, I haven't done any like aging tests yet. I would be very interested in doing that.
So True Diagnostic is the one that I gravitated towards because it has its own lab. So they're not sending your blood out anywhere. But it's really easy. You just put a couple drops of your blood on this thing, you turn it in, and it comes back with your telomere length, your pace of aging, your biological age compared to your chronical age. We'll say like how strong your mitochondria is. I'm trying to remember what else, but so there's a big test that's like $500, and then there's a smaller test that's like $300. And For me, I'm going to keep doing it. So right now I'm doing this whole journey around DMT where I'm like nomading right now. I'm out doing some work through energy of the land and doing some different things, bringing kind of that looping cycle of our bodies needing minerals and all of this stuff. And I know that seems a little bit out there, but if you really sit and think about it, if our body is holding the frequency of 963, do we really need anything else? I mean, that's the advanced human. That's where I see us going. How long it'll take us to get there, I don't know, but I'm pretty determined to experience at least another 50% of our potential.
I'm there, right there with you, because I see a lot of friends and colleagues and practitioners using just frequencies to get all of their nutrients. So it makes sense to me where like using this kind of like this universal consciousness frequency, that maybe you can even bypass that.
When I tap into my quantum body, and I've had experience of it just at a very advanced level, I've had some pretty crazy things happen. But what I find is that that is true. Like there's no need for even air at that point. And if you really think about it, I mean, you could go, oh, well, that's just so beyond, I can't even. But if you just sit back, and if everything is vibrating in the 963 and you're holding consciousness there, you're having the experience of that frequency, nothing is separate. Everything is that frequency. So why would we need to have another frequency in order to become whole? I mean, it does make a lot of sense if we just see it in that way. I'm ready. I'm all in.
Yeah, and I think that like definitely over the next few decades, we're gonna go, I believe, into more of an age of peace, like an age of Aquarius, into people are going to be ascending in higher consciousnesses. Some people, you know, faster than others. But yeah, there are people on this planet that are vibrating at a very high consciousness level, the Breatharians, and there's a lot of very special beings on the planet that are imparting new information to the planet. And also I feel like that don't have the same physical requirements as other people, because they're employing kind of frequency based technologies like this.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm actually flying tomorrow to see a dear friend of mine, Dr. Michael Rankin, and he wears a Dr. Michael Rankin Sr. He wears a necklace that has all the frequencies for your vitamins and minerals. So he doesn't take supplements anymore. And that's just like one example of, new technologies out there that you can use to kind of move beyond that physical plane of your body and away thinking beyond that physical plane and having to address everything physically with diet and nutrients and exercise. And there's other ways, there's easier ways you can go about kind of tending to your body and your health and your consciousness and your beauty.
I love that. And I love that. So I'd be curious to see. So I'm going to have to sit in that, see my mind wants to connect to that and be like, oh, what else could do with that? Because what I love about tapping into the world of frequency is it doesn't even matter what it is. It's everything is possible because we release the density of everything. And such a big part of us is frequency. And if we start to focus on that, we really start to tap into what we would think is impossible as possible. And this is just the little stepping stone of getting there, because what we're about to open up to you in the next 10, I honestly don't think it's going to take that long, but let's just say 10 to 20 years, we're going to look back at this interview and go, oh yeah, they were tapping in, but this is what it really is. And that's what's really exciting.
Yes. Well, why don't you tell us what your website is and where we can try your BioQuantum products?
You'll go to becomingbioquantum.com/Wendy, and we'll have the products that we talked about here today there. So just for quick reference, and you'll also receive 22% off of your first order. And then there's some different ways that you can go to the YouTube channel, to our Instagram, and kind of tap in. And because it is a lot of information, it can be a little overwhelming. And so it's kind of fun to just kind of sit in the frequency and feel into other ways that you can play in that space.
Okay, fantastic. So, everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to the Myers Detox Podcast. I'm Dr. Wendy Myers, and I love bringing you experts from around the world to teach you how to upgrade your health in so many different ways. And I know a lot of you guys tuning into this were thinking, oh, I'm going to be talking about. I know so many of you tuning into this thought I was going to be talking about like a new skincare line, but we went way above that, way above that realm, just the physical skin realm. So, thanks for tuning into the show.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next week.
The Myers Detox Podcast is created and hosted by Wendy Myers. This podcast is for information purposes only. Statements and views expressed on this podcast are not medical advice. This podcast, including Wendy Myers and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. Individuals on this podcast may have direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. If you think you have a medical problem, consult a licensed physician.